personally, it's just so determined, you know, to do it. You know, I'm sure majority of lads were as well. You know, it's just we've come up short again, and it's disappointment. You know, so you got to look at yourself. I think everybody, especially long and hard over the summer, you know, because we've come up short once again. You know, and as I say, it sets the club back another year, and supporters and fans and that now, you know, as players, it's up to us to try and, you know, enhance them back to the club next year, you know, because there's going to be nobody more disappointed than the fans and that, and, you know, I'm as disappointed as anybody, you know, I'm absolutely gutted, you know, as I say, it feels so long ago, like last week, that defeat, you know, because I can honestly say, you know, the feeling is really, you know, depressed is a strong word, because obviously people, you know, suffer from depression and that, but, you know, quite down about it. It's been a hard week, I have to be honest.
What was the difference, do you think, in the Yeovil game or in the two games, which mean that they move on to Wembley now?
Oh, well, obviously, you know, they scored more goals than we did, simple as that, you know. So that was the disappointment, you know. I felt in the home game, I honestly felt, you know, we probably, before we scored in the, you know, first half, we were on top in the first half. We had some good chances and, you know, unfortunately didn't take them. And then once we got the goal in the second half, I think it's probably been a bit of a problem for us all year. Our mentality then was to sit back and probably defend the lead, you know. That's, we seem to be really good at that, you know, and that's what we've done. And, you know, personally, after the game, you know, I was a little bit disappointed, but I thought, you know, there's no reason why we couldn't go down at 1-0 and, you know, be strong, because we've been strong defensively all season. I didn't see any reason why we couldn't go there and win. I honestly thought we could score, and, I mean, it wasn't to be on the day. We had some good opportunities and, you know, the ball wouldn't go in one reason or another. We didn't take the chances that we were given on the day, and that was probably the difference, to be honest with you, on the day, you know, that, you know, we didn't take the chances, I suppose.
How do you sum up the season then? Because I think last summer in particular, everybody expected that Sheffield United were probably going to win automatic promotion, we're going to be able to avoid the playoffs. So to miss out again, how do you, I mean, obviously it's disappointing, you wanted to get back up, but what didn't happen this year?
I mean, I've got to be honest, look, I think the home form all season has been a problem for us, you know. You know, we didn't win enough games at home for whatever reason, you know, and it ended up costing us, obviously, automatic promotion in the end. You know, you look at them games at the end when we lost to Portsmouth and teams like that, you know, they were disappointments. But, you know, when you look back now on the season as a whole, it's these games earlier on in the season where we were drawing, with no disrespect to your Oldhams and Berries and teams like that, you know, we should have been putting them teams to bed, and that's not being disrespectful, you know. They've obviously been relegated, some of them teams, and that, you know, Hartlepool, all these games you look at, these are the games that, you know, cost us automatic promotion in the end, to be honest with you, you know, not being able to put these teams to bed at the likes of Bramall Lane, you know, as I say, you know, last season that wasn't a problem, you know, Bramall Lane, and that we were beating teams quite comfortably, you know, and this year we've struggled at home for whatever reason.
And it is a subject that has been done to death, isn't it, Michael? We've talked with yourself, with the managers as well, about why the home form hasn't been right. It's not exclusive to Sheffield United. Of course, Doncaster had a pretty average home record, but won the title because their away form was so good. But do you think that is the one thing, you know, whatever happens this summer, improved form at Bramall Lane will be the difference next year?
Yeah, I think it has to be, you know. I think that's definitely something that'll have to be addressed, you know. I'm sure, you know, the new manager or whoever comes in, that's I'm sure that's one thing they'll probably look at over the summer when they look at all this through their squad and results from last year, and that, I'm sure that's one of the things that'll, you know, that'll be addressed, you know, and needs to be addressed, because, you know, I just personally thought, you know, that we had a good enough side, but we struggled at home to break teams down, you know. And then I think as the season progressed, you know, I think teams started coming and weren't probably as scared as they should be coming to Bramall Lane, that, you know, I think teams started to come there with no fear and think they can, and thought they could win, you know. And that's not something that probably should be happening, especially in League One when you're playing for Sheffield United, you know. Teams should be coming with the fear, you know, of, you know what they're in for when they come to Bramall Lane, and you know that's something we've got to get back into the club, is that team's fear coming there, and it's probably something that you know didn't happen last year.
What is this time like? Because there's obviously a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes as the club tries to appoint a permanent manager. Do the players get updates on that situation, or is it basically, you know, Chris spoke to you after the Yeovil game and you're maybe even just sitting around now waiting to see what the news is?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. As I say, you can only speak for yourself, you know. To be honest with you, it's been really difficult. You're just sitting around, you know, the summer's here now, and as I say, obviously you always look forward to your summer, but when what's happened, you know, it's disappointment. And as I say, I really, really feel down about it. You know, I've got a feeling in my stomach that hasn't gone since that game, and you know, I'm sure a lot of the lads are probably feeling like that, you know. So, you know, you just want to get back and get going again, and you know, obviously you want the club, they're in the process, is looking like they're going to appoint a new manager now. So, you know, I just think personally, you just want to get back and get trained. You know, you need the time off and recharge the batteries and that. But you just want to get going again and try and put it right. You know, but it's going to be a long, it's going to be another long hard season. You know, that way in League One, which is disappointment, but it's something you got to pick yourself up for now and be ready for.
What type of manager do you think that this club needs?
Oh, I don't know. You know, obviously that's the board, and that they'll make that decision. And you know, you see all the names that are being linked with it, and Chris and that as well. So it's, you know, obviously they just got to get the right manager. And as you say, it doesn't matter who comes in. You know, they'll know when they come in that the expectations and the size of the club, that, you know, I'm sure that's something that they'll all be looking. They'll all be looking to try and win the league next year and come in and be the one that takes this club up. You know, as I said, if you read the papers and that, there's a lot of, you know, sort of, you know, people that have done good jobs and that elsewhere, and Chris and all the big personalities being linked with the job, and I'm sure they're going to come in and expect to get promoted, and plus they'll want it, you know. So as players, it's as you say, there's always an expectation at this club that, you know, we're just used to it. It's the disappointments that have gone the last 2 years, you know. I know it's going to be really hard for the fans and that, you know, so you got to get these people believing again. And as you say, we spoke about Bramall Lane and that, you know, we need to get these people back to Bramall Lane and start playing football probably like we did the previous season to last. You know, when we had people, you could feel the buzz and the excitement around the stadium with the football and that we played. And I think that's one thing that we need to get back at Bramall Lane is, you know, the fans and getting them involved in the game and enjoying it and all the things that go with it when you're playing good football at home. You know, it gives people a buzz, and you could feel it at the games maybe 2 seasons ago, whereas, you know, last year we didn't bring that spark. And I'm sure that's something that, you know, a new manager will need to bring with him.
Would Chris Morgan be a popular choice, do you think, with the players?
I obviously think he would. You know, he's obviously been on the coaching staff the last since Danny Wilson was in charge. You know, and you could see all the time him growing as a coach, and that, you know, you could see he's really, whether it's at Sheffield United or not, you can see he's going to be a really successful manager. You know, he has his beliefs and what he wants. I think it was really difficult for him when he came in. You know, that obviously we were all disappointed when Danny went, and more shocked than anything. And you've seen the response he got from the players that first game against Swindon. He really gave them a lift, and, you know, it was probably one of the performances of the season. You know, so you got to give him a lot of credit. But I think as well, it was a difficult time to come in as a manager with such, you know, so many games. It was so hectic, not much time to get your stuff across on the training ground and that, because at the time when he came in, a lot of it was just about recovering for the next game because they were in such short spaces of time. So, you know, him and Unzi did a great job, but, you know, you feel disappointed that you didn't get promoted, but you more feel it for these guys as well because the effort and the work that they put in, you know. So, you know, he had a chat with us last Wednesday, Chris, and he was pretty frank, and you know, and what he said to us as a group, that they'll be changed if he gets the job, and you know what I mean. So I'm sure it's you know, he's probably left a lot of people thinking, and you know, so we'll have to see if he gets it. But I wish him all the best. I hope it goes well for him.
There was a lot of younger lads involved in the playoffs, whether they were on the bench, whether they actually participated in the games. It does seem like there's going to be more responsibility on them going forward. And, you know, the club has a very good history with young players breaking into the first team. Is there any kind of way that you can relate to those guys and maybe pass on some advice to them? Because they're going to come into a high-pressure situation with a lot of expectation on their shoulders. Sometimes that's unfair, but they've got to get on with it, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's not really much you can say to them. All you can do is just, you know, be there for them and try and help them and, you know, help them along in the games and you know, but the one thing about them is they're all desperate for an opportunity. You know, there's some really good players there, but, you know, it's going to be League One, and that's so, such a difficult league that it's going to, if these people are playing and, you know, as I say, there's some great players there, you know, the one thing they've got to get is just be consistent week in and week out. It's not about, you know, being, you know, good every second and third week. It's about being good every week and having them standards that need to be met, especially at a club like this. You can't afford to take a foot off the gas. It's, you know, they just got to prepare right for every single game, because maybe next year again, is, you know, we probably won't be able to, you know, get these high-profile players that we've been able to get in the past. And we might rely a lot more now on these younger players, and they're going to have to grow up fast and get the consistency into the game, because when you're playing for a club like this, you need to win every single game, and that's something they're going to have to be ready for. It's not, you know, playing well for 3 or 4 weeks. It's about playing well for basically 9 months of the year and having that consistency in your game, and that's definitely something that, you know, these lads are going to have to grow up quick, I think. But you've seen the way they've performed. Some of them have performed outstandingly over the season. They've all been desperate for a chance, but as I say, we'll probably have to rely on them kids a lot more than you might want to next year, you know.
Well, League One was a difficult season this year. There may not have been a cluster of big names like there has in the past, but what do you make of it going into next year now? Do you think it's going to be even tougher when you see that Wolves are going to be there, Bristol City will probably rebuild, Peterborough too, and even some of the teams coming up? You know, there's another team down the road in Rotherham United who will give it a good shot, won't they?
I'll tell you now, I think it's going to be the toughest League One in a long time, you know. I say we wouldn't have got a better opportunity than we got last year to get out of the league and to come up short, but I mean, I just think next year you're going to probably have 9 or 10 teams waiting for them playoff places and that. I think it's going to be so difficult next year, you know. As you say, Rotherham, they seem to be throwing some money at it and attracting players, and you've got Preston, ourselves, Swindon, MK Dons, Wolves, Bristol City, Peterborough, are all really strong big clubs in this division, and that'll be looking to get out. So, as I say, I think next year it's just going to be so tight of a league. I tell you, you need to hit the ground running and get the points on the ball quick, because I think a lot of these sides are going to be really strong. And the one thing is, the way football is at the minute, is people are struggling to get contracts, and, you know, a lot of players are being attracted. You see some of the names at some of these clubs in League One that have played Championship and Premiership football, and, you know, expect it again this year that there'll be a lot of, you know, big name players coming down into this division. The way football's gone, it's really tight now to get contracts anywhere, and as I say, I can just see this division just getting stronger and stronger and harder to get out.
Final question: whatever happens this summer, would you be keen to continue as captain?
Oh, of course I would, you know, but that's not up to me. As I say, the thing is with me is nothing's going to change for me on a level of if I'm not captain or not, you know. If the manager, whoever he is, comes in and decides to change that, you know, he'll have my full backing, you know. It's an honour to be captain at any club, especially a club like Sheffield United. So for me, as I say, it's an honour, but that's not something you have to earn the right to be captain at every club. I mean, the thing is for me is I won't change one bit, whether I'm captain or not. I'll still be the same person that'll, like all my teammates, I'll demand 100% from them, and I'll still be the same person every game. Nothing's going to change me, whether I have an armband on my arm or not, you know. So, as I say, of course I'd love to be captain, but if the manager wants to pick his own captain, that's not a problem for me, you know. I have my full back in there. Whoever the captain is, as I say, I'll just be the same character I've always been.